One time during my childhood, my parents, my four siblings and I found ourselves soaking wet far into Mexico. In short, we had no change of clothing, we were many hours by bus away from the place where we stayed, and it was a rather unpleasant situation, especially for a child. But I remember my mom told us, even though this is not nice now, we'll be able to laugh about this in the future. And today, as I think back, I can say that she was right. Recently, I listened to a sermon. The speaker shared her testimony. She told some tough experiences she had gone through. She shared some painful experiences, much worse than the story I just told you. As she described the most painful part of her journey, her husband, which was in the audience, he cried out, "Amen!" And the audience started laughing. To me, that was like, what in the world? What is this? It seemed like an inappropriate comment, right? But the reality was this. Her husband and the audience, they realized that if it was not for that big disappointment, they would have missed out of a huge blessing in their lives. Now, we have been told that in the future life, the mysteries that have here annoyed and disappointed us will be made plain. We shall see that our seemingly unanswered prayers and disappointed hopes have been, what? Among our greatest blessings. In other words, one day as we look back on our lives, when we think of the most painful parts of our lives, we will be able to say, "Amen!" When we look back on the greatest trials and obstacles in our life, we'll be able to look back with a smile on our faces and with thankfulness in our hearts. I believe one day in heaven, Jesus will sit down beside John the Baptist and he will tell him the whole story. He will share the large perspective, the big perspective. And as he does, I think John the Baptist will get excited. He will say, "Hey, this quote was true in my life." And Jesus will tell him how one of the most positively impactful things he ever did was to die. Was to die as a martyr. I think in a similar way, it will be for many others, for Mary and Martha, for Joseph, Elijah, Job, Moses, Ruth, Ellen White, and millions of others, literally, including you and me. One day we will see how many of the biggest trials and obstacles up through our life were indeed among our greatest blessings. Have you ever thought about this? Olives are pressed to get oil. Fruits are squeezed for juice. Flowers are crushed for perfume. So if you're watching this video today, if you feel under pressure, if you go through a hard time right now, take courage. Perhaps God is just about to get the best out of you. In the darkest days, when appearances seem most forbidding, fear not. Have faith in God. He knows your need. His infinite love and compassion never weary. Isn't that beautiful? No wonder that Jeremiah could write, "Blessed are those who trust in the Lord." So let us trust that even what the enemy meant for evil, God wants to turn that around for good in our lives. Do you want to pray with me today? God, even when I cannot understand your mind, help me to trust your heart. Do you want to pray, God, help me to grow. Help me to learn what you want me to learn through this experience and to become more like Jesus. Do you want to pray, God, what you are leading me through right now, make that into a testimony that will help someone else through in the future. Our loving God, that went through the greatest trial imaginable when he died, that painful death on that cross for you and for me. He loves to answer such prayers. That God is an expert at turning a mess into a message, a test into a testimony, and a trial into a triumph. And if we let him, he will do this in our lives. Let's let him. What do you say? May God bless you.
This media was brought to you by Audioverse, a website dedicated to spreading God's word through free sermon audio and much more. If you would like to know more about Audioverse, or if you would like to listen to more sermons, please visit www.audioverse.org.